KTVB News Time, 7:53, 66 degrees in Longview, 65 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Friday. You know what that means. It is now time for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. We get the government we deserve, they say. If that's true, the citizens of New York City are about to get the government they deserve right between the eyes. Not that long ago, the election of radical avowed socialist Zoran Mamdani to the mayoralty of the nation's largest city was unthinkable. That it happened in the financial capital of the world is simply astounding. Far-left politics aside, it is simultaneously astonishing and horrifying that a person with a resume that will fit comfortably on one side of a cocktail napkin is now in charge of a city of 300,000 employees, a budget of $120 billion, and responsibility for the safety and welfare of more than 8 million souls. And when I say far-left politics, I'm not talking about him being incrementally to the left of a traditional liberal Democrat. Zoran Mamdani openly and proudly rejects the very core principles of the most successful nation in history. He wants to abolish private property, calling it an instrument of white supremacy. Toward that end, he wants to decommodify housing. Now, that's radical politician speak for make all housing public housing. On the way to doing that, he intends to freeze rents on about half the rental units in the city, with landlords thus deprived of the cash flow they need to maintain their buildings. New York's already strained housing market will become orders of magnitude worse. He wants free public transportation, free universal child care, free universal health care. If he gets his wish, child care, health care, and room on the bus, already in short supply, will become even more out of reach for the poor people than Mamdani purports to help. He's also, in keeping with the great traditions of leftism, a raging hypocrite. Though he attended an elite private university, he wants to abolish the talented and gifted programs in New York public schools in the name of equity, note the air quotes. Though he believes that health care, child care, education, and transportation should all be free, his Tuesday night victory party featured a cash bar. Mamdani is a card-carrying police hater. He's on record calling them racist and anti-queer. Among his police reforms, note the air quotes again, are plans to order the NYPD to stop answering domestic disturbance calls and to stop arresting shoplifters. So much for the single mother beset by a drunken, abusive boyfriend, or the minority-owned businesses that once thrived at street level all over the city. He wants to thin the ranks and slash the budget of the NYPD, even as he is protected by a personal security detail. Safety for me, but not for thee. Steeped as he is in his faculty lounge-inspired worldview, Mamdani takes for granted the free market plenitude that affords him his economic and social conceits. He acts as if New York City's prior economic success, the very success that provides a thin veneer of plausibility to his fantasies, are guaranteed by nature. He and those who voted for him are about to come to the bitter realization that they're not. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Okay, so if not now, when? If you miss a beautiful afternoon like this one, you'll have only yourself to blame. You don't need that guilt. So here's what to do. Head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall today after work, and when you get there, go to the tasting bar, ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you. Your first taste is on me, of course. Then do this. Make it a light dinner by treating yourself to their brand new Italian melt grilled cheese. Simply fantastic. Made with salami, pepperoni, house-made marinara, and provolone, grilled to golden perfection. My wine recommendation for this work of art sandwich is my personal favorite, Keepersall's 2020 Texas Syrah. But hey, you do you. Then take all of that out on the covered patio. Enjoy a perfect fall afternoon and evening, sipping great wine, enjoying perfect food, and being in the company of a spouse or a friend. To do this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.